This is The Producers, a podcast. The biggest names in audio production, station sound, radio imaging, branding, and voiceover. Interviews, tips, tricks, advice. To be a part of the show, visit RyanOnTheRadio.com. Now, The Producers with Ryan Dreen.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Ryan, and I host this little podcast. Thanks to everybody who always sends me the emails. Always very appreciative. I think I got my first email from Kuwait. Talal emailed me, listening over there in Kuwait. I appreciate that. It's not that he's the only one checking it out over there, but like I said, I get emails all the time, and it's just really cool to hear from different types of producers all around the country. If you want to get in touch with me, there's about 15 different ways to contact me on the main page of the website, RyanOnTheRadio.com. There's a contact form, Facebook, Twitter. I don't really use Twitter, to be honest. Don't waste your time there. All right. Otherwise, if you have comments or questions or suggestions for guests, I always take those. Lately, I would say in the last 20 episodes or so, everybody has been suggested. I've never just randomly gone out and said, I want to interview that person, and no one has wanted to hear it. So that's pretty cool. And like I said, I've only been actually turned down twice now. Both, I don't think it's because they hate me. They might. But the reason they gave is because they were just too shy to talk. So if your guest of choice isn't heard, that may be the reason. But generally, everybody is really generous with their time. And so should jump on an interview here if I ask them. Just got to know that you want to hear from them. All right. I think I'll go through a couple quick things. No major announcements. Upcoming guest, I'll start here. An upcoming guest, the next guest, in fact, will be Joe DeAgostine. Met him face-to-face finally. It was fun. I went to a conference out in L.A. where I lost an award I was nominated for. So that was nice. But it was to Kelly Kiss. So I would say that's pretty fitting. Let's be honest. She deserved to win. So congrats to her on that, the Worldwide Radio Summit. Anyway, I met a lot of cool people face-to-face, including the next guest that I will interview. And he is running a contest. There were some logistical issues. I won't get into that. Just go to my website, RyanOnTheRadio.com, hit the blog section. You'll see a link to it. And then you'll learn all about it. Essentially, you produce something, you could win $1,000. More details there. I will also make sure you know that is not to be confused with the contest that Robert mentions in the interview. That'll come in part two. He is running a contest with Grooveworks. It is for Trinity HDFX subscribers only, just so you know. But if you are a subscriber or are going to become a subscriber soon, then I believe that one is also in the thousands of value, maybe $1,000 worth of stuff. I think you get plugins from PSP. Anyway, check out the details. So just to let you know, there are a couple of different contests that I'm helping guys, advertise or whatever. Let's see here. Show notes. I do want to make mention of this because Robert gave me a ton of photos. Now, this isn't... I mean, there are actually a couple of good screen grabs from his sessions. You'll see those. There's also some really cool photos of him out there creating the effects, the sounds that he uses in the effects and the production for Trinity HDFX and the Dave Fox Signature Series. Really fun stuff. Actually, very unique. I have not had those submitted by a guest in the past. You'll also get to see a lot of different images from his studio. And, the man himself, Robert Dudzik. So, I think that should do it. Oh, no. I have to make mention of one other really fun thing. I redid the intro. You may or may not have noticed. I also am using different effects, bed, everything. Everything I got from the Dave Fox Signature Series through Trinity HDFX. Robert gave me a bunch of his sounds and a few beds to use. Pretty fun stuff, I think. Really appreciate that. He said, I can't have them for everything, but I was able to image this podcast with them. So, really appreciate that. So, there's another way to sample it. But we'll start things off here with the Trinity HDFX Dave Fox Signature Series demo now.
Hi, this is Dave Fox. What you're about to hear are samples from the Dave Fox Signature Series, produced by Trinity HDFX and presented to you exclusively by Grooveworks. Now playing on Z100.
Love this radio station.
Yo, what's up? This is Usher. 100. 100 minutes of commercial-free Z100.
Hit music station.
Where hit music lives.
It's everything I listen to.
Embrace the sound. One station. All the hits. Keyword.
FM.
All the hits.
Commercial-free.
More music next.
I love it. It plays today's best music.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Today's music.
Here we go, right now. Online.
I love the way it sounds. It's great.
All the hits. One station.
The Dave Fox Signature Series is available exclusively from Trinity HD FX. For more information, please contact Grooveworks directly at 310-260-2626. Or you can email TrinityHDFX@Grooveworks.com. The Dave Fox Signature Series, created and produced by Robert Dutzik.
And that is the Dave Fox Signature Demo from the man of the hour, the interviewee today, Robert Dutzik. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. First of all, I know how busy you have been, especially of late, not just with your Trinity HD FX project, but the brand new Dave Fox Signature. So thank you for giving me some time. You've been requested as a guest times in the past, so I'm glad we got to do this.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, and hope this thing's going to be useful and somebody's going to listen to this.
Yeah, I think I can guarantee you lots of people will listen, and I'm confident it'll be useful. Let's clear it up. That accent of yours, where the heck are you from, man?
I'm originally from Poland. I come to America in 1990.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is where from my accent come.
Yeah, and you've mentioned to me, I think it's in jest, because I'm pretty sure people will be able to understand you just fine. But you said to be kind to you on your English. But I'm pretty confident you speak pretty good English after all this time, right?
I hope so. You know, I learned a long time ago that if people want to understand you, they will understand you. If someone don't want to understand you, then just even don't waste your time.
Exactly. Well, cool. It's great to hear from you. Now, I'll just let people know up front. From time to time, I'll focus kind of 50-50 on the you know, the general business of radio, and then some on the technical aspects of things. With you, I want to really focus a lot of our time on technical aspects and the real nitty-gritty of doing this production thing.
Oh, you want to know all the stuff behind the scenes?
Yeah, I got to know all of your tricks, all of your secrets, and I will drag those out of you over the course of the
next... Listen, you know what? There was really no tricks, and I have nothing to hide from you guys.
Okay,
friend of mine a long time ago, Jeff Berlin, teach me one great thing. He's saying, like, you know what? Everyone can go by paper and pen, but not everyone could be Stephen King. What are you going to write? And this thing is totally up to you. So I'm very free and open to share with you guys what I'm using, because what you're going to do is it's just be a totally different thing.
Yeah. I mean, content is king. Content is key. Creativity is key.
Exactly. It's your own personality, the way how you approach everything. This is how it's going to end in sound.
So give me the brief beginning. I mean, basically, how did you start tinkering with audio? What was it that got you started with sound design?
You know what? Let's go to the beginning, to the roots, how everything starts. When I was a kid, I'm like a third generation drummer in my family. My grandfather was playing my drums. My father was playing. Then I was playing. And drums and music was always my passion. But I was living in Poland, and in like 1990, you know, the country wasn't doing too good, and I have a chance to come to America. I was like, come on, you know, who don't want to come here? Mm. That's the country when you all dream, you know, become reality. Mm-hmm. The difference between like America and Poland is like in Poland, I was dreaming about stuff, what actually I can achieve in America, and everything is possible. It only depends how hard you're going to working. So all the dreams become reality. So when I come to America, I really don't know I will be doing sound design. My goal was to play the drums and play like into like some famous band and go on tour, because this is what I love to do.
Yeah.
But I quickly realized, you know what I mean? Drummers like me, there's probably like a 15 or 20 guys in the one street in New York City. So there's no chance, you know, like get like some Polish guy, you know, who barely speak English, nobody understand him, and get him to this thing. So I get myself to like trying producing like MIDI tracks. I get myself my first sequencer. There was MIDI keyboard with Korg M1. I remember I buy this, I think so like 1992 or 1993, like one of my first money what I was making. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to understand the whole concept of making sequence, you know, arranging songs. Then I have a chance, you know, met friend of mine, Damon Scott. Basically, I call him to radio. He work in TIC in Hartford, Connecticut. And I asked him for some song. I think so there was Martin Page and the Star the House Store and Lights. And I asked him to request this song. And he invited me to station to bring the store so we can give me the copy. So I went to the over there to the station, and actually he was kind of thinking about me like I'm maybe like as a mentor or maybe like retarded kid because with my accent he barely understand me. So he invited me to the station. So I went over there.
So he didn't know you had a Polish accent. No, he thought he was inviting like, a special needs child in.
I stay sound even funny right now, but I got to say, like 1992, when I was barely learning English, you know, and my only source to learning English was like watching TV and learning from the closed caption. Yeah. So I'm watching TV and reading closed caption. That's the way how I learn English. So when I met with him, you know, he take me on the tour on the radio stations, and he quickly realized that I actually know a little more about the production and sound and the microphones and preamps than most of the people who work over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we become friends, and he started inviting me come to the station and trying showing me different stuff. And one day he showed me like some stuff of Z100 sound effects with whatever those parts. I think it's like XFX package. And he asked me, could you do this thing? So I back home, I open my SoundForge. I think so this time there was maybe SoundForge 3 or 4 when I was working in PC. And basically, I recreating this stuff.
Okay.
And since then, you know, he was like challenged me, and we started working in different commercials. I was doing music, and the funny thing, you know, what I mean, when I start, I never ask for any money, for any benefits, what I will get for this thing. All I was doing, you know, for the price, for having chance, being this magical world behind the glass, learning this stuff and watching what he was doing. I was like sitting, you know, behind his desk. On the nighttime, because his boss, and this time he was just coming in the nighttime, and there was like policy, no one is allowed to the building. But he was sneaking me out, and I was just sitting behind him, you know what I mean, and trying, watching. And a lot of people just like laughing at me. He's like, oh yeah, you've been like under the table hiding. I have to, because I really don't want the guy to get fired, you know what I mean? Don't want him to get trouble.
Real quick, while this was going on though, so you say, you know, you barely spoke English, you're doing this stuff for free. How are you actually earning a living when you first got to the States?
You know what? My first job, just like anyone else come to America, I was cleaning offices, I was playing the wedding band, and I was working in the grocery store. So basically, okay, my day was like I wake up 5:30 in the morning, 6:05, my boss, you come in, I was driving to the grocery store, 7:00 I start work, 3:00 I was finished, 4:00 I was getting back home to my apartment. Oh, by the way, when I stayed my first winter, there was no heat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was tough.
And you lived in the tropical climate of Hartford, Connecticut, so that's nice.
Yeah. So 4:00, the friend of mine come in with his van, and I was going in the cleaning van, and I was go clean like dentist office, and I was cleaning car dealer, and usually over there I was like taking shower because there was like a warm showers in the office or something, and come back home about 1:00, then wake up again 5:30 in the morning, go to work, and in the weekends I was playing weddings. So that was my job for 12 years. I never take a break, never vacation, single day vacation, and every single money I make it, I always invest for the equipment. And in the meantime, I was learning. So this is how I was making a living. So I never ask because I want to learn, you know what I mean? So I never ask anyone. And, you know, I know we're going to get to the point who I met after in my life and how I get to the things. But for now, this is how I start everything.
And then at what point did you, you know, start doing what you do full time? You know, when were you able to give up the cleaning job and possibly the weekend playing in band job?
Oh, you know what? There was the thing. Then after Damon, I met another friend of mine, Brian Apple. And Brian, and this time he was the production director, creative service director at Keys in Hartford. And we met, and he invited me to station the keys was CHR format before. Yeah. I was doing like AC stuff. And we started meeting, you know, like talking. He was showing me more advanced stuff. And one day he had to go like doing ESPN, some X Games, and they need somebody to cover who will be producing some commercials. And he introduced me and said, hey, I have a guy, you know, who's doing stuff like this. He could be able to help. So they offered me like, hey, do you want to do this? So they offered me like $250 a week for doing the commercials. So the whole week I was producing commercials. And since then, this is how I start. I was making $250 a week, and I was the happiest kid in the world because I was making plenty of commercials what I want. And all I did like club spots, spot after spot after spot. Mm-hmm. So that was great experience. And after this thing, he introduced me to Rick Allen, who was producing at this time Climax and something else with ABC, Altitude. And I was starting working for Rick. So money starting rolling with never asking about this thing.
And you think that the fact that you sort of went into this thing thinking, look, if I make money, well, that's all fine and dandy, but I'm going to keep my expectations low. Do you think that helped you become more successful?
Absolutely. You know what I mean? It's like in my career right now, I met so many people. When people come in to me and they're saying like, oh, you know what? If I will have money, what do you have? If I will have your connections, if I will know these people, I will be doing the gear. I will probably do the same thing. And I say, you know what? Because mm-hmm. first of all, when I come to America, I wasn't speaking English. I was 400 negative what I have to give back to my aunt, you know, who paid for my tickets, come to America. Mm-hmm. And I don't know single person. And I really don't know I will be ending producing radio. Mm-hmm. All I know, I love music. And music is in my heart, what makes me feel. Music helped me survive everything and get me to the point where I am today. But I never think about I'm doing this stuff for money. And you know what? When I'm sitting right now, when I'm producing, I never think about money. I always think I'm doing this because I love what I'm doing. I'm playing. I never work. I play. I'm getting paid for play.
Yeah.
I never consider, you know, the day when I'm going to start in concern what I'm doing as a job, I probably will be suck.
How do you stop, keep from getting hung up in the business side of things? Because, you know, you're not just working for some other guy now. You know, you've got your own product with your name on it. And, you know, if you have more or less stations that directly affects you, how do you keep yourself from getting hung up on the business side?
Now, okay, so another great advice. Today, you can be only producer, you know what I mean? You have to be business person too.
Yeah.
You have to have like have brand, your creative, have brand as a partnership. And, you know, like it's become handy. My wife, who's like great supporter of me, she assists me in anything I need. And be honest with you, I have a great partnership with Grooveworks, who handle for me every single aspect of my business. They're my advisors, they give me all suggestions, and they take care of everything, whatever I come. Basically, my job is to bring idea, and we have a brainstorm, how we're going to bring to reality. Boom, mm-hmm. let's go. And this is how it's happened to Trinity, Dayfox Signature, and so many other products what I put on the market.
You, in case people haven't checked it out, you can be checking out trinityhdeffects.com. That's the website for your main service.
Yeah, and you know what? The funny thing, speaking about the name Trinity HD Effects, if you see the Trinity, it's spelled by the Y.
Yeah, I was going to actually say that. It's
spelled by the Y, because the day when I come with the name, this is how I hear in my head, and I was writing English the way how I'm writing in Polish.
Yeah.
So this is how the I become Y.
It's essentially misspelled because that's the way you saw it.
Yes.
And so they said, well, it actually looks cool, so we'll go with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? They never argue. I buy the domain name, and this is how I start my business. You know, like we all have to come with all unique ideas to starting your own business.
Yeah. Yeah. So Trinity HDFX is the main service. It's a barter service. Tell me about, I guess I want to start more generally here. But there is a ton of content there. I've been watching it since, gosh, what is it? When did you start it? Because I remember back
in
2003.
I think so. I started 2005.
Okay.
Trinity.
But were you doing some stuff back in 2003 for Clear Channel?
Yes. Okay. Now that's another thing. There was another person who was program director of Tracy Austin, and she was on this time, she was the PD on Kiss, and she wants me to start doing some imaging for the station.
Mm-hmm.
So I was starting helping her with the imaging, with the promos. And after, you know, she left, she go for like gig and different station. I think so there was KRBT, something in Houston or Texas. And we get new program director, Rick Vaughn. When I have a like, you know, like pleasure and work with him, and actually ending, he's been my best man at my wedding. But what Rick was saying, he was trying to encourage me to producing my stuff and posting stuff for the Clear Channel. So he introduced me to what's name? To Jim Cook.
Jim Cook. Yeah, Jim Cook.
Yes. And I sent my stuff to Jim Cook, and Jim Cook, obviously, I say, I love your stuff. I love to posting the stuff. And I say, okay, let's do it. But from the beginning, I have a one request. I say, I will post your stuff and one condition. I will have separate folder. I don't want my work what's going to go die in the pile.
Okay.
Between so many other people who was posting this thing. You know, like,
yeah.
If I produce something, I would like to get credit for this thing.
Well, because, I mean, how much of the effects were you producing at that time, too, though? Wasn't it quite a bit? It was a lot of your original stuff, you know, but your stuff had a lot of your own effects and sound design elements in it.
Yeah, that was the whole idea. I was producing everything original from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was posting this stuff. Then one day, you know, we have like production dinner and in LA, when I have a like chance, you know, to meet and sit down with Eric Chase. And Eric is giving me advices. And Eric says, like, Robert, don't post your best stuff. Save your best stuff and start making money off this thing. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I kind of take his advice. And I talk to my program director, to Rick. And I say, Rick, what can I do? And he say, you know what? It's like, produce as many as you can and let's see if we're going to put some library. So in the meantime, I start my website, robertdudzik.com. And on the website, I post so many like elements to people to download for free. But at this time, I was having control and see who was downloading the stuff, how many people actually using, which one is the favorite cut. So I was kind of analyzed. That's the business side. I was analyzed what works, what doesn't work, whose people come back, which people from the which format the most come back.
Yeah.
And I see all this data. And based on this thing, I was creating more of these effects. Then one day, you know what I mean? We switched voiceover in our station to Will Morgan. And Will Morgan, and this time he was with Grooveworks. And I sent him this my stuff. And he said, like, Robert, how much stuff you have like this? I said, like, I don't know, like 3,000-4,000 cuts. He said, hold on. He contact guys in the Groove Addicts. Because, and this time they've been Groove Addicts.
Mm-hmm.
They contact me. And it happened to be Tim McDonald's, who's one of the person who work over there. He was in the Hartford. I met with Tim and like some record session. I think I was working for like some Jessica Simpson one song. And he's coming with the guitar, we're recording. He's bringing like a glass of wine. And we're starting talking. And he already know who I am. I know about Grooveworks. And you know what? From this point, take us about 2 weeks to finalize. And I was signed with the Grooveworks or with Grooveddicts to launching Trinity HDFX.
And I remember it was Dave Fox to first tell me about it. And you've evolved pretty significantly. Let me see here, though. Before I forget...
Oh, my God. Dave, I'm going to talk more about him
later. We'll talk about Dave and your relationship with him in just a bit. But trust me, I can easily get sidetracked, so you have to let me stay on my my little path here.
Mm-hmm.
Before I forget, when you started out, you know, you get Trinity HDFX going. It's obviously been a number of years now, but I'm guessing... are you producing 100% of the elements there, or do you have some people that are helping you out with
that? No, that was my only thing, and I use, and actually I have this in my contract with Grooveworks, there will be no one allowed to contribute anything to Trinity.
Well, what if you want them to? Do you have that option, or did you just make a blanket statement, no one else will ever produce anything?
Effects? I will talk about the contest, what I'm doing right now, but I'm very carefree what I'm posting on my website, because people know me for my recognition, for my sound. the, mm-hmm. the stuff what I'm producing. The way when I'm going to start the moment, when I'm going to start using someone else and pay them and producing stuff for me, I'm afraid I could be lose quality.
Yeah.
And no, that would be not me anymore. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I totally understand
and
that.
And I so, really, plus, you know, besides, I have a fun what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. And I really don't see any reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see the amount of stuff that you've produced, though, and I see the amount of stuff that gets updated on a weekly basis. I guess what I'm curious is, tell me a little bit about your schedule, because I know you have at least one child. You have one son. Do you have multiple kids?
No, just one for now.
Okay, and you're married. You have a child.
Yes, I'm married.
You do have the luxury of working from your home studio, but tell me about how many hours a day or hours a week are you just spending at the console producing audio?
You know what? It's really not rules, because sometimes I can wish they will be have 25 hours, you know what I mean, and no sleep.
Yeah.
But yeah. Sometimes, you know, I'm working in some cut. And I have basically one rule. If I'm spending too much time and something and it doesn't work, I just deleting this file because I know it's not come natural to me. I push too hard, sounds too fake, and I just turn off my computer, going away, come back next day, start from the fresh. And something is done like in 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, absolutely.
There is really, really no rules about this. But pretty much, you know what I mean? I'm in my studio every day. So basically, this is how my day works. Like, wake up 7:30, 8:30, I'm dropping my son at school. I come back home 8:55, 9 o'clock on today's show, I'm watching the news. Between 9 and 9:30, I have my coffee. I'm starting watching stock market, my computer's everything is on. Then starting play button, open my session and starting working on.
And do you find it easier in your, I don't know, your brain, maybe for other people would find it the same way. Like can you go back and forth and produce some like short zippy effects here and then maybe throw down some great drones and then some fully produced shells and then some beds? Or do you spend like an entire day producing beds and then the next day producing a different element, you know?
No, you know what? It's all come from how I training my ear. You know what I mean? If I'm in the car and I listen to something cool and I like it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Listen the song or when I'm watching a movie second time and I'm looking and listening the way how the stuff was producing and I'm trying my brain separate every single track of this thing and analyze what was using to creating this piece. Then I come at home and basically if the idea is in my head, I know very well my tools to recreating stuff like this or like come close or get this sound. It's very easy.
The producers.